tonight's feature with another song from John Hermanson. After that, we're going to open it up with the circle. So if you came to play after this ends, we'll grab some chairs. Bill Nash is here. He's going to lead us in some cool stuff. And thanks for being here. Welcome again, John Hermanson.
Bright light calling me home when the long highway winds and the shadows grow, you shine. Had a real good time, bitter root wine, songs around the fire all night. You are a bright light calling me home. Shadows grow, you shine. There's a cross on every curve between here and home. In the headlights, white as bone. Between the falling of a and the breaking of a day, everything is taken away. You are a bright light calling me home.
Justin Roth, thanks for being here. We're going open circle now, so don't leave because some real fun things happen in the open circle. It's really great.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I came early. I wasn't taking a nap and thought I was in trouble.
No, it worked out fine.
Thank you, though. I am proud.
Justin, what was that segue again?
Which one?
Anybody else out there who's got a guitar or a nose flute?
From,
you want to play a song?
From my song to yours. How'd you pull that off?
Civil War, the Calvary.
Horses.
Trampoline horses.
This is what they do when their fellow soldiers weren't dead and it was just their horses. Poor sense of humor. Bad timing.
Just thank you so much for that. Thanks for having me.
Okay. I'm not going to be doing a lot of introductions, but I'm going to do one. Kicking off this.
Oops, that's all right.
That's what it's made
so
for.
Sorry.
You can't hurt that thing.
To be beat.
Song Circle is a very, very good friend of the Big Orange Tarp. Bill's played more songs on his tarp than anybody. And he always makes my night. This is Bill Nash.
I figured I'd get political here for a second and see what happens. Of course, what's political, getting political without having at least two capos on?
Exactly. It's almost pointless, I think.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Let me back this off a little bit. This is a little song I wrote a couple of years ago after I read my dad's VA papers. He's a very proud veteran of post-World War II, and he gets these VA papers still in the mail, and there was an article in one of them about this guy who was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam, and his offspring had a bit of trouble from it, and the government basically ignored this, saying that the cause of her problems was not Agent Orange, and that was the only explanation for what was happening. It pissed me off, so I wrote this song. It's gonna be in tunes. Serve my country well. Southeastern Asia was all jungle. Many of my friends fell. Some were prey for sniper bullets, 'cause we couldn't see through the green. Then the choppers brought the cloud down. Turn it into a deadly scene. The cloud would kill off all the plant life, so the manufacturer said. Saving countless American boys' lives, so the killing cloud was spread. They did not try to protect us from a sickness we can't see. We slept and ate there in that fog. Dioxin cloud, no one could. Different kind of Armageddon now follows us like a plague. From doctors' offices to hospital beds, another losing war we wage. We fight never-ending battles, and we never know what. Just the way we live our lives. It's just another way to live your life. Another casualty of war. When I return that jungle to my homestead in the plains, they could see that I had changed some, though I tried to hide my pain. I was sick most of the time now from an unknown disease. First child was born, reminded me of that killing spree.
girl was not born perfect, like so many babies are. Twisted back, a clubbed foot, a wandering eye, no protection from the harm. She did not fight for her country, though her country owes her much. She might as well have been in those trenches, feeling that cloud's cruel touch. It's a different kind of Armageddon now, follows her like a plague. From doctor's offices to hospital beds, another losing war she wages. She fights never-ending battles, and she'll never know what for. A child should not have to live this life. She did not choose this life. Another casualty of war. Another casualty.
He had to pay everything out of pocket to help her. Pissed me off.
Well, thanks for writing that song.
Wow. At least we don't have to defoliate Iraq.
Oh my gosh, that's true. Not much foliage out there.
This is a new song. I'm Debbie Hawkinson. I wrote this on my way back from Kerrville. I was driving. I live in Arizona. I was driving to West Texas.
Very dangerous to write while driving. You know, you get the guitar on the steering wheel, it's sort of...
yeah.
You know, the best thing about that stretch is now they've got about a 100-mile stretch that's 85 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
They all go 95.
Given the price of fuel these days, it doesn't help me out a lot.
She writes while driving, we're going to check your tour schedule and avoid those areas.
I'm as empty as a ghost town. My heart's turned to rust and tin. And there ain't even a drop of rain to let some laugh in. My skin's turned to blowing dust, and the tumbleweeds blow through. As I look around, there's still no sign of you. Don't trouble yourself, I'll be fine. At least I was. At least I was the last time. Don't worry yourself, I'll be fine. At least I was. At least I was the last time. At least I was the last time. You came to my bed like a teenage, heartsick fool. Hands unfolded in the night. By dawn, you were gone like a mercury vapor light. Don't trouble yourself, I'll be fine. least I was last time. Don't worry yourself, I'll be fine. At least I was. At least I was last time. At least I was last time. I see my friends there hanging Christmas lights, and it's happy holiday, hallelujah, silent night, and I feel like the cat who just crept on their floor. They don't want my trouble, don't want my trouble anymore. Don't worry yourself, I'll be fine. At least I was. At least I was the last time. Don't trouble yourself, I'll be fine. At least I was. At least I was the last time. At least I was the last time. Give me prayers for peace that passes all understanding, 'cause I'm all I've got to see me through. Let the rain fall to bring life back to it all, 'cause that's all I know to do. Don't trouble yourself, I'll be fine. At least I was. At least I was the last time. At least I was the last time. At least I was the last time.
Song for you guys?
Sure.
Do you need a pick?
We want to remind you guys, if you play under the orange tarp, we like you to sign it. It's hard to do it at night, but if you come by in the day, we have a Sharpie on the pole, and we like knowing who's been here.
It's hard to see in the dark.
Alan, I've come to you for your help again.
Oh no.
Yes, I need to, I need to play all of you. I need to play this song and explain the situation. As I said, I'm going into the studio next week, and because Peter had to go back to LA for some business, I was hoping to be able to play him a number of songs before I got there. I wrote this in junior high school. Just tell me if you think it's too, shall we say, you know, juvenile.
You're asking me about juvenile?
Oh my.
This is probably a bad idea.
Echo the cries.
You just might see me. You'll see what I see.
So if Peter lets me actually do the song, thank you.
We're dancing over here.
Yeah. That's good.
There was some dancing going on.
Maybe I'm just appreciate real furry headed. I wasn't sure exactly what your point was.
Was the thing for me, it kind of reminded me of some of the rap songs where there's all these kind of flowing rhymes that are going and you're hearing all these log, flog, dog thing. And then at the end you go, I'm not sure exactly what that was. that was what I got out of it. I'm very sleep deprived.
30 plus years ago.
Yeah, it's I don't know. You might want to run the edit process once more on it and see if you can.
Peter lets me do it. Yeah. I actually have Billy Cox and Buddy Miles are going to be the rhythm section on the song.
Oh, jeez.
That's if he lets me do it, though. I just don't know if it'll pass.
You got Buddy Miles who can sing it in French, nobody cares.
Well, yeah, yeah, I understand. That's the views going, but like I said, I don't know if Laird will let me just put it out there as a modern song. But I appreciate the opportunity to share it with you. I appreciate it very much. Let's put some people to sleep.
Yep, there's a snorer out there. Is that why you moved?
You didn't
have too much snore over there.
I really just...
Sit down, dude.
Yeah. Okay. He's drowned out.
My great joys in life has been these short capos. And basically watching people like Justin teach this very anal, beautiful, structured idea of how to use these capos. It's wonderful for me to watch them do that and then watch people pick it up and say, oh, this is kind of cool, I'm going to play with that. I don't do that. I'm an experimenter. I'll pop a capo down. As a matter of fact, my process usually is I'll take a capo and I'll drop it on. Right now I'm in D tuning, by the way. I'll just drop the capo down and see if it works on a certain note. There's potential there. Check that one out later. This one's not too... No, that don't work. And I found this one day. And I was listening to that, and it reminded me of an old song that I've loved forever. And I just started noodling, which is what I usually do after I get one of these down. And I found this chord. And it reminded me specifically of a Jimmy Webb song that everybody knows. I started to noodle with more and more and more and realized that I could play this song if I could figure out what the 4 chord, the 5 chord, the 2, the 3, all of the parts of the song are. Figure them out from just experimenting, like this is a 1 chord for me in this key. This is my 4 chord. My 5 chord is here. And so by going through this process of finding this stuff, pick the whole song out, you'll recognize it. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea. Oh, Galveston,
I get more stimulation out of these cables than anything else in the world.
Anything?
Even my wife.
Anything.
Even my wife.
Okay. Music is a wonderful thing.